what's happening?
They came, big and small, both dogs and people, to Dulles International Airport in Virginia during a busy travel weekend. The pups and their pet parents are volunteers with a Washington therapy group called People Animals Love. The friendly, well-behaved canines are perking up some passengers' days.
We had a rough morning. We were in the airport for about, 5 or 6 hours this morning, so I'm delayed. So this is great.
This enormous guy is a breed called a Leonberger.
He's so big and so gentle that he just always draws a crowd. Especially parents are always excited to see the dogs because it distracts the kids a little.
Like little Aria, whose parents are heading to Germany, where her dad is stationed at a U.S. military base.
When you're traveling, it's very stressful, and I think that just sitting here and petting a dog is always going to relieve the stress.
This woman just arrived from England.
Airports can be a really stressful environment when you're running from gate, you know, from one place to another. I think it's quite nice to be able to stop on the way and pet a dog.
A quick stop to visit the dogs is also helpful to United Airlines staff.
It's therapeutic, it's pleasing. It's a great way to brighten your day.
Including for some pilots who got a surprise visit at their office.
Good boy. I was really stressed until these dogs showed up. I can tell you that right now.
There's nothing better than having a friendly face and four legs flopping around the office.
This volunteer says she and her pup help provide emotional support for a dog lover.
She had the same kind of dog, a golden doodle, that she just lost last month, and she started to cry. And we sat and we chatted for a while about her dog and how much she loved her dog, and I think it was a nice moment.
So for people who were feeling the anxiety of hectic travel, the friendly warmth of a comforting dog made them stop and smile. Deborah Block, VOA News, at Dulles Airport in Virginia.
He's like, no kisses. It's not happening.